you will hear a meteorologist called Craig Stevens talking about his work. For questions 1 to 10, complete the sentences with a word or short phrase.
Hi everyone, I'm Craig Stevens. You may know me from Weather Watch, a science programme I used to present on children's television aimed at helping younger viewers understand basic aspects of meteorology. But I originally started out in this country as the weather presenter on a TV programme for farmers. That's actually what I do now, but for a different channel. The programme goes out at 9 o'clock on Sunday mornings, so you may not have seen it. I'm generally known by colleagues and viewers as the weatherman, but officially, someone like me who presents the weather is called a broadcast meteorologist. It's not quite as catchy though, is it? I first got interested in the weather as a teenager when I was on a family holiday in the Rhône Valley in France. We spent 3 weeks in summer travelling and sleeping in a tent, but in one particular small town, my parents decided it was far too windy to camp, so we rented a holiday apartment next to the campsite we'd intended to stay in. The wind, known as the Mistral, blew for 3 days non-stop and gave us all a nasty headache. It was really quite irritating. I read up about it later and found out that in winter the wind is much colder and stronger, reaching speeds of 130 kilometres an hour. It can be quite destructive, causing damage to crops and even buildings. I was fascinated by all this and started reading about other winds as well, like the Levante in Spain, the Fern in the Alps, or in the Adriatic, the Bora, whose name comes from the Greek mythological figure of Boreas, the north wind. My favourite name for a wind, though, is the Simoom, an Arabic word which sounds nice but translates as poison wind. This one blows in the Sahara Desert and often reaches temperatures of 55 degrees, overheating the body and causing heat stroke. So, not so nice. Anyway, how did I manage to turn this interest into a career? Well, first of all, I decided to apply for a degree in meteorology. And to get accepted, I had to do well in my final exams at school. I was worried I wasn't going to get the grade I needed in maths, but as it turned out, it was physics I struggled with, and my result was not quite good enough for me to get on the course. So I did a gap year and retook the exam the following June. And success! I got into university. But anyway, during that year out, as well as working in a coffee shop, I also volunteered in hospital radio. That's when I had my first ever taste of presenting. I had to do mundane things as well, like clean the studio or make the tea, but I was given some really useful training in presentation techniques and even got to read the news and weather. I loved it. I was hooked. After graduating, I applied for jobs abroad in television. America was my first choice, but nothing came up, and it was a TV network in Canada that gave me my big break. I worked as part of a team preparing weather reports and forecasts, both for the television presenters and for the website. It was a great experience and I learnt so much from the people I worked with. For one thing, I really liked the style of the presenters there, and it's one I try to use myself. There was nothing formal or overdramatic about it. It was conversational and they spoke to their audience as if they were a group of friends. Sometimes, though, it's not so easy to do this. When we give the weather forecast, we're dealing with a lot of information, and what many people don't realise is that most of us don't read from a script. So it can be a bit nerve-wracking if you trip over your words or forget what you want to say next.